AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump just finished speaking to the American Legion Convention in Cincinnati, promising more money for the military and better health care for veterans if he becomes president. Last night, he rolled out an immigration policy that would deport criminal immigrants here illegally. And yes, he says he would build that wall at the border.
We will build a great wall along the southern border.
But this morning, Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine calls Trump's speech dark and disturbing.
It's the same kind of language that people like Donald Trump have used against every immigrant group that's come to this country. There were no Irish need apply signs. People were against Jews coming from Eastern Europe or Italians coming.
Tim Kaine on CBS this morning. SpaceX was test firing an unmanned rocket at its Florida launch site this morning when there was some sort of an explosion. No details yet. We do not have word that anyone's been injured. Forecasters expect tropical storm Hermine to make landfall south of Tallahassee late today or early tomorrow. Heavy rain and maybe storm surge, they say. Jordan Keaton owns a restaurant in Cedar Key, Florida, west of Gainesville. He's making sure everything there is tied down and protected.
Pretty much the new equipment is my primary concern. It's mostly just going to be flooding is what I believe, not a whole lot of wind and mostly rain floods.
John Hinckley Jr., who shot and wounded President Reagan in 1981, is being released from a psychiatric hospital in Washington, where he has lived since then. He will be living now full-time with his mother in Virginia. John Hinckley Jr. will be out of St. Elizabeth's, the psychiatric hospital, on September 10th, we are told. He has been allowed to visit his mother's home recently for longer and longer stretches. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is traveling today to remote Midway Atoll in the Pacific as he calls for the worldwide action to protect the environment.
Conservation is more than just putting up a plaque and calling something a park. We embrace conservation because healthy and diverse lands and waters help us build resilience to climate change.
As the president prepares to visit Midway, his schedule calls for Air Force One to land on an airstrip that hit the headlines a half century ago or more, when the Battle of Midway became a turning point in World War II. Georgetown University in Washington will give preference in admissions to the descendants of slaves owned by Jesuit priests. This is part of its effort to atone for profiting, it says, from the sale of slaves. Georgetown says it will identify and reach out to descendants of slaves and recruit them to the university. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.